This is the overture to the Magic Flute by Mozart. You should know that the Magic Flute had a lot of references to the Freemasons, which was gaining strength as an organization that provided a home to those who wanted some relief from the overwhelming influence of the Catholic Church. Mozart was a fringe member, or maybe a plain old member, of the Freemasons, certainly one of the most famous members, and there are lots of Masonic themes in the music, which I'm ignorant of, not being a Freemason myself. Listen to those three great crashing chords that begin the overture. This overture is just amazingly beautifully written, especially the orchestration.
Thank you.
Beethoven wrote an opera which is regarded very highly by some called Fidelio, about a woman who goes into prison dressed as a man to rescue her husband. Apparently this opera was featured in the movie Eyes Wide Shut, which I have not seen. Anyway, here is an excerpt from the overture to Fidelio conducted by George Zell. Well, that's certainly very interesting. Seems like a lot of repetitive crashing chords that won't really go anywhere. But anyway, that's the most of the overture to Fidelio. Felix Mendelssohn was interested in Shakespeare, as were lots of Germans and Austrians of the late 19th century, and he wrote overtures to various Shakespeare plays. He was also into fairies in a big way, and one of his best-known overtures is the one to A Midsummer Night's Dream. Here it is with the London Symphony, conducted by Claudio Abbado. By the way, Claudio Abbado is said to be descended from a Moorish prince, Abdul Abbad. Obviously, that has nothing to do with how good a conductor Mr. Abbado was, which was really great. Anyway, Mendelssohn's fairy music is unsurpassed. Judge for yourself. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have just a couple of minutes left in this half of the show, so I'm going to play for you one of the most beloved movements from Handel's water music called The Air. What happened was that in the 19th century, the famous British conductor Sir Hamilton Harting adapted Handel's water music for a large modern orchestra, and that became wildly famous. But then in the 20th century, the original water music suite was brought out again and became popular. This air was one of the cornerstones of Hamilton Harting's version.